BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Last weekend, a capability day was held by the 1st Battalion Coldstream Guards, a chance for them to show MPC what they do as the Roulmont Infantry Company in the Falklands. I spoke to Major James Thurston, Company Commander No. 3 Company, who described who had been to visit.
We've had a mixture of guys from across the ranks. They've been firing a number of different weapons, GPMG, the LMG, the sniper rifle, underslung grenade launcher. We've also shown them about our counter-IED Valon detection systems and introduced them to a little bit of the infantry's favourite of bayonet fighting.
How do you think it helps people coming down and seeing what you do?
There's two parts to that, really. Firstly, for the staff officers who have come down, who will often find themselves working in a headquarters, they'll get a better understanding of what the infantry are doing on the ground. And for those lower ranks who find it as part of the GDF, it's a good opportunity to see some of the weapon system working alongside them.
Logistical wise, how difficult is it to plan a day like this in the Falklands?
Planning the day is relatively easy, but actually delivering it, there's quite a lot of working parts in terms of getting people up here to Onion Range. It's a significant distance from the base, so whilst we the infantry might walk it from time to time to keep ourselves fit, to actually move our guests to and fro involves quite a lot of working parts, such as the helicopters as well, to get everybody here.
The Coldstream have been down here for 3.5 weeks. What's next for you?
For the company, we'll see out our rotation as the Roulmont Infantry Company here, and then we'll return back to our base in Aldershot. Shortly afterwards, we'll then move to Windsor to take over from the Irish Guards, and we'll be doing public duties, which will then see us through to next year's Queen's Birthday Parade, before which we'll receive new colours and we'll troop our colour next year.
As a visitor to the range, Squadron Leader Fiona McInnes was more than impressed.
We came down to the range early this morning, and we've looked at bayonetting. They've been through a whole demonstration of that, and some of the guys have actually been going up through doing the whole course, which was just amazing to see, the effort that they actually have to put in to do that. And we've gone through also looking at how they detect mines. So that was interesting from a whole different perspective as well. And then, of course, we've actually been on the weapons with the actually firing some things, the GPMG, which for somebody like myself was just great. Actually managed to hit the target as well. So it's been good, and the weather's been kind to us, and the guys here have been really, really good. Very, very helpful. So it's been an exceptionally good day.
Behind the scenes, the day itself was business as usual for many guardsmen, as Lance Corporal Ben Taylor and Guardsmen Baldley and Warren explain.
This afternoon we did some model making, and then when we get back there'll be some trip flare lessons as well that they need to keep current with, and then we do our mats as well, which anything from misuse of drugs, alcohol abuse, right through to like IEDs in Afghanistan to keep us current every year.
Spend a lot of time at Onion Range?
We're spending 9 days here as a platoon. Each platoon spends 9 days here, and then we do the 18-mile tab back to MPA.
We're just basically just working together, get to know individuals, like working skills and stuff like that. And obviously on the Tuesday we've got a bayonet course. Walking back, that'll be on the Thursday. I'm sure it shouldn't be that bad as people say it is, but it's 80 miles. I've never done it before, but the first day should be not so bad.
So, whether you were instructing, participating, or working behind the scenes, an educational and fun day was had by all.
Your stories.
BFBS.